Walk with me. I love the path that leads down through the old cherry orchard. It was made a while back by cutting through the brambles. Going from tree to tree, it weaves and ambles down to the bottom where it becomes marsh. A thrush's sharp, crisp song pierces the morning air, somewhere high in the poplars. I can hear others calling in the distance. I walk slowly, quietly, watching, listening. I catch a rapid flight low in amongst the undergrowth, followed by an intense outburst. You are so small, yet loud, Jenny Wren. I marvel at you. The goldfinches charm the orchard sky, chattering as they go, lightening my heart. A dunnock sits high on brambles, subtle colours of grey, blue and rich brown. His rambling tune to me is so sweet. A flock of long-tailed pink fluffballs move through the trees, talking to one another as they go. These little long-tailed tits are so gorgeous. Blue tits and grey tits are busy bombing in out of the trees, calling to one another. I sit on the bench and take in the view. I search the alders, hanging heavy with catkins. Ah, there you are, his red chest puffed out. I close my eyes, stop all thoughts, and let the wistful, sensitive notes of his song travel through me. When the first chiff-chaff arrives, I do a little dance inside, as I know spring is really beginning. It calls, it's simple and repetitive. The yaffle of a green woodpecker sounds over the orchard, and the crows call. I hear splashing. At last there's a blackbird in our watering hole. Ah, what singers they are. Liquid, fluting, soft, melodic and soulful. He with his jet black plumage and her sooty brown feathers. A whitethroat has recently arrived from Africa. He launches into the air from the brambles, a vertical dance, a jumble of hoarse, scratchy notes. A flock of linnets are in their favourite spot amongst the cherry trees, catching rays of sunshine and preening. There's a constant lilting and twittering. I will never tire of these little maestros. As I make my way up the path, I see the swallows have arrived, chattering, swooping in and out of the old barn, bringing fresh mud to their nest. I salute their arrival. Goldcrests live at the bottom of the field. I've only ever seen one. I was standing, gazing into a wintry thicket, and there it was, right in front of me. My heart leapt. The repertoire of the black cap is extensive, called by some the king of the warblers. Best time to see one is early spring, before the leaves are fully out. Their song is a flurry of beautiful silvery liquid notes bouncing through the air. I always like to find and look at these songsters. April. And I long to hear the nightingale. I count the days for when he arrives from West Africa. He sets up his patch deep within bramble scrub to woo a female, singing all night and day. The unmistakable melody bursts into a spring night and lingers in the air long after he has finished. This surely brings hope after a long, dark winter's nights. I bathe in his rich, powerful love song. The old cherry orchard is a haven for our small birds. It is much needed in these days for them and us. Walk the path, love the path, let the magic work.